Hello, welcome to my episode for my podcast, Let's Talk Careers with Sarah. Today, I'm going to talk about alternative careers for nurses. Many nursing students can't wait to work in the acute care setting, thriving off the adrenaline and multitasking that comes with a traditional bedside nursing job. But you may find that this environment is just not for you. And the great news is you have tons of other options. Here are five unexpected jobs you can do as an RN. During nursing school, you will go through quite a few clinical rotations where you are working alongside bedside nurses in the acute care setting. So many students are instantly hooked and know that after school is done, they want to head straight to the emergency department, PACU, NICU, or telemetry unit to start their nursing career. However, some nurses do not feel drawn towards the typical perceived nursing job, and that is okay. The bedside nursing career can be perfect for those who thrive off of high stress and adrenaline, love the 12-hour shift option, and function well with multitasking. If just listening that alone gives you palpitations, the great news is that the nursing degree you worked so hard to obtain is a key to many different career options you may not even know you have available to you. So let's go over why nurses may want alternative career options. Nursing is not a one-size-fits-all career, and I hope to shed light on just some of the many opportunities you may have to pursue that may fit both your personality and strength. Many go into nursing because of their desire to help others and they enjoy the medical setting. I know that many of my classmates, including myself, were shocked during clinicals to see that nursing actually entails in the bedside setting. Many would describe it as exhausting, intimidating, stressful, overwhelming. Personally, I know someone who worked a few years as a bedside RN and loved so many aspects of it. The camaraderie you have with your co-workers is unmatched, and it's challenged her daily as no shift was ever remotely the same as another. However, because she worked nights and was in school, she needed a change of pace. She was overwhelmed and needed a job that supported a healthier schedule where she was not constantly tired. She switched to pediatric specialty clinic job and absolutely loved it. You too can have the flexibility to pick a job that fits with where you are in a personal stage of your life. Aside from the schedule, nursing jobs can vary in settings, pace of working, independent versus teamwork, and they can even require extra certification to specialize. I have known quite a few other nurses who dip their toes in and try out several options before settling into their niche. The biggest takeaway is that none of these options make you any less of a nurse. You just have a different role in a nursing community. Now, what are alternative careers for registered nurses? Let's dive into it. With your nursing degree, you can dive into so many different roles. Now, I'm going to share some positions that you may hear about. Number one is case manager. It is likely that you have worked with case manager on the unit during your clinical rotations without realizing it. The clinical manager on the direct observation unit, my friend previously worked on, was a huge support to all the staff and helped with so much in coordinating the parts of patient care and are usually not handled by the registered nurse or MD. In the hospital setting, these tasks include organizing, discharge planning, for the patient. Sometimes that includes getting them a bus pass, and sometimes it means ensuring they are going to a facility that is appropriate for their level of care. Working with patients to verify their follow-up care is arranged so that continuity of care does not go astray once they are discharged. This includes doctor's appointments, visit from home health nurses, and rehabilitation. What else? So let me think. Speaking to families and patients on difficult topics such as end-of-life care. For example, if I had a family who was hesitant about switching a patient to DNR status, I would have the case manager speak to them. Communicating with the health insurance companies to coordinate care and determine if a patient's health care needs will be met with their current plan of coverage. and ensuring that patients' religious, psychosocial, and social needs are met. This could include coordinating a religious tradition, evaluations, or counseling. Case managers can work in a variety of settings outside the hospital, including home health agencies, private practices, insurance companies, and shelters. Their common goal is to advocate for patient wellness and to make sure their needs are met as a whole, not just physically. A nurse who is an effective communicator, multitasker, and interested in seeing the many sides of patient care will make a good case manager. Or if you still want to be working on a specific unit, but not necessarily in the bedside nurse role, this may be a great option for you. Number two, public health nurse. The public health nurse is a stronghold in community setting and is often hired by nonprofits, organizations, shelters, community centers, and government agencies. They serve and manage community of people as they deliver care based on demographic, lifestyle, and socioeconomic conditions. Their duties can include working directly in the community to deliver screening services, education on preventative care and health management, identifying risks within specific populations and ensuring those needs are met, advocating for the community at the local, state, and federal level to bring more resources to underserved populations, ensuring the community is aware of resources that could ultimately benefit their health and well-being. This could include free health fairs and yearly physicals within their community, working at the grassroots level at the school, senior centers, and homes to advocate for healthy living at all stages of life. The public health nurse is someone who has a true dedication to advocating for health for the masses. In my public health rotation, I know someone who worked alongside a nurse at a transitional shelter for the homeless, and she was amazed at the work she did for so many. Her patients had so much respect for her because she was their cheerleader regardless of their situation they were in. She was the reason many went to have an annual physical for the first time in 10 years or had themselves tested for certain diseases such as STDs. A great public health nurse has a heart for the community, a passion for education, is comfortable working with diverse populations, and is able to be resourceful. Number three, research nurse. I remember often seeing this role pop up on the job search sites, and I was always curious about what role a nurse could have in this research setting. A research nurse is responsible for providing evidence-based research for clinics, teaching hospitals, private companies, academia, medical research organizations, and many more locations. There are so many responsibilities within the realm of research that the nurse may lead, helping to recruit patients for trials and leading them through what a trial may entail, ensuring they are informed on the duration, timeline, medication, and may be used in other protocols, following the participants throughout the trial, monitoring that their involvement is in adherence of standards for the trials, collecting clinical data in accordance with the federal regulations and institutional review board policies. Everything must be documented at length to protect those involved in the study, presenting trial findings and potentially writing about the results, utilizing clinical skills such as administering medications, venipuncture, and review of lab results. A research nurse may be a good career fit if you are passionate about a specific area or a diagnosis, such as cancer, and want to play an integral part in potentially changing the lives of so many in the future based on your hard work. My friend became a research nurse in a pediatric urology clinic because she wanted to improve the lives of patients who were struggling with a diagnosis that she also battled during childhood. You might look into being a research nurse if you enjoy in detail-oriented work, are organized, thrive in a leadership role, and can take initiative in high-pressure situations. Forensic nurse. Chances are, if you are into true crime television or podcasts, you have seen or listened to a forensic nurse at work. A forensic nurse works within both the nursing and legal realms to provide compassionate and sensitive care to victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, elderly and child abuse, and mass disaster situations. When a forensic nurse is called in, they help to perform this task, meticulously examine the patient from head to toe while ensuring a safe and confidential environment, collect evidence by taking photographs, obtaining body fluids, gathering clothing and any other items that may be needed, administer medications if needed for suspected sexual transmitted infections at pregnancy, provide courtroom testimony and consultation in response to findings such as injuries and caregiving. Forensic nurses are encouraged to obtain additional certification as sexual assault nurse examiner, which includes an extensive 40-hour training that covers topics from forensic photography to proper documentation. A nurse in this role must have a calm demeanor, be able to handle very heavy situations with sensitivity, confidently speak in public, and have an interest in the legal and criminal justice system. Number 5. Aesthetic nurse. A complete 180 degrees to the forensic nurse. You will often find an aesthetic nurse working in a private dermatology clinic or medical spa alongside physicians and plastic surgeons. This career path is growing in popularity, especially for nurses who also have an interest in cosmetics. Many nurses get additional training, which makes them more valuable in the job market by officially holding the title of board certified aesthetic nurse. To qualify to take the certification exam, the nurse must have 2 years of experience with 1,000 clinical hours under their belt. Some of the duties performed as an aesthetic nurse are injection botox and dermal fillers, removing tattoos, performing lasers, hair removal, chemical peels, and cold sculpting. These are dependent on the state regulations, supervision, and appropriate certification. Managing pre- and post-operative care for patients who are receiving treatments, assisting during procedures and surgeries, screening of patients to ensure safety prior to treatments. One of my friends working in aesthetics told me that she loves the environment as she often does treatment on the same people and the office has a close-knit feel. An aesthetic nurse should have confidence in performing procedures autonomously, enjoy cosmetics, be meticulous workers, and deliver personable care. This list doesn't even scratch the surface as to what your next step could be after graduating from nursing school. If any of this caught your attention, take a look at what jobs are available in your area and reach out to see if you can shadow a nurse in that role for a day. I encourage you to not just take a job based on convenience. Make a list of your strengths as a nurse and pursue a position of that highlights all that you have to offer. I also share on YouTube a lot of ideas and how you can assess yourself, take a personality test, and see what exactly fits you. I hope I'm gonna catch you on the next episode and you're gonna listen to next week. Got a question and want me to answer it? Tweet Let's Talk Careers with Sarah with your question and I will answer it on my next episode. Become a candidate chat room member today at patreon.com/Sarah Yusupov. Get exclusive access to downloadable scripts, templates, ebooks, logs, downloads. Get your resume reviewed at no cost. Private Facebook group for members only for weekly coaching. Want to be featured on my next episode? Tweet to Writing 2015. Let's Talk Careers with Sarah that you would like to be my next guest on the show.